Okay, Brother Samuel Tesla and Aleph. Spet. Okay, open the Gemara here. The driver is coming, okay. Okay, says the Gemara here. We're talking about if a goy has relations with the Bas Yisrael, he passes her from ever marrying a kohen again. And we said, because it says in the pasuk, it says a Bas kohen ketzia almono grusha, v'zera einla. Then she goes back to her family. But somebody who's not shaykh to almonos and grusha, for example, a goy, she never goes back. Ruins of a truma, ruins of getting married to kohen. Why don't we say that like this? When it comes to a normal Tal Yisrael marrying her, we'll say that if she has no kids, she goes back. But if she does have kids, she's no longer able to eat truma. But when it comes to a goy, says there's no kedushin, say that she can always eat truma, regardless of whether she has children or not, because the children are not worth anything, because the goy ruined it, and therefore she could always eat truma. Hainot means that she can never eat truma. But if a cat, she can always eat truma, that her kids don't count. There's no children. She goes back. If she does have children from her husband the Yisrael, then she cannot go back. But someone who does not have any almanos v'gedushin by her, I forgot the East Lezera, even though there is children there. Maybe if the children don't count, she can continue eating. That's what the pshat is. Could maybe treat the children like a behemoth. Im kane, so ribuya, why do we need to be marbel levia v'yisraelis lamali? Why do, if the pasuk is being made, then what, then if you don't have a mon gedishin, then she can always eat truma, and going ever don't pasul. So why do we need the word ubas to teach you that a levia and yisraelis also, that they ruin her? What do you need that for? What does it come to teach you to be marba levi in Israel? Surely, if a goy allows her to eat truma, surely a levi in Israel will allow her to eat truma. If she marries a kosher person, she can eat truma. Yeah, says the Gemara. Well, Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Yeah, according to Rabbi Akiva, so that's why we know that it can't be that way. It must be that almanos and gedushin come to tell you that a goy passes completely. And we dashed before from the pasuk kisiya. Siya means kedushin, and therefore we say that somebody doesn't have kedushin. Like a goy, and according to Rabbi Akiva holds that no kedushin at all. You said before that kisiya liish zod. You said to teach you that if you marry somebody's also to your love, very also according to Rabbi Akiva, kisiya cannot mean kedushin because there's no kedushin. But anybody's also to you, so kisiya must be physically bia, not a kedushin chal. There's no kedushin at all from a bia. My kisiya liish zod kitiboyom. If so. Almona v'grusha lomeli. Why does the Torah then have to spell out the pasuk almona grusha? Anybody that she lives with in sin, we know that there's no kedushin there at all. No chilka goy and no chilka lav. You just made a whole distinction between a lav, we have to have a special pasuk, and then a goy because almona v'gedushin, and by a lav we say kisiyeh. No, there is kedushin because we hold kedushin is chal by chay v'lavin. But Abkiva holds that kedushin not chal by chay v'lavin. So what do you learn from kisiyeh? We from the same pasuk we exclude a goy because kedushin achal. So too we exclude all chayev elavin because it can't be talking. Because according to Akiva, no chayev elav is ever a marriage. So when the pasuk says kisiyah, can't be talking about kedushin because there is no kedushin by anybody's awesome. Kisiyah must be when she has a relationship.
So you're trying to achieve. You're trying to achieve.
So you don't need an extra pasuk. It's all the same. According to Akiva, the chiluk a goy or anybody's awesome about love, a koyim with a kedushin makes no difference. Because the both of them, there's no kedushin. So when the pasuk says kisiyah lizor, and she loses out, kisiyah must be that there is no kedushin at all means physically they had beer together. So then from the same pasuk you learn that everybody else. So when you need a separate pasuk for Alman for Goy? We know that. So what do you need a pasuk Alman again? This whole drosha of Almana and Gedushin, which we use for Goy, according to you, you don't need it because from the same place you learn that all Chayav Ilavin ruins her from eating truma. So to a Goy is no different because kedushin is Nachal. What do we do with the pasuk Almanu Gerushin? Why is it better to say why is it to say Almanu Grusha Vezerengla? What's the gear here? Almanu Grusha. It says the Gemara Almanu is coming to be machmir on her. It's coming to teach you that that Almanu maybe she cannot go back if she has children. It says being machmir on her that if she has children she cannot go back and a Grusha is being mekel. What if she has no children she could go back? What's pshat? Utsichi need both. The Yashmin Almanu, if you only knew Almanu that she has no children, she can go back. I would say Almanu, the Chis Lesa Zerach, you know why she can go back? She's mutter to marry another Kayin so she can go back to her original state and eat Truma. Shouldn't have a Chazil Kun, have a Grusha, now that she's divorced, she herself is not capable of marrying another Kayin, so maybe even if she has children, she cannot eat Truma anymore. She's been ruined, scarred. Have a Grusha, the Chazil Kun, Emo, we may be Avagav, the Lesa, even if she has no children, Le Ochla, maybe she can't go back because she's been scarred. That's why I need to pause. Tell you, Grusha. V'yash meaning Grusha. I would say Grusha. Only by Grusha, we dafkin need not to have any kids before she can go back. Chile isla zelba, if she doesn't have kids, le'ochash cannot eat. You know why she can't eat? Because she has kids. Because the le'chazil kuna, because she's been scarred personally. Aval almona, that even today, she's suitable for another kind. The chazil kuna, Ema, let's say, avagav the isla zelba, even if she has children, not me techa, she can eat. Sichel, if you need both. Says the Gemara of Ema, let us say, nivala le'posala. When you say that if she has Bila with somebody that's positive, she loses her ability to truma. What about if somebody's Marzi Girushasa? He divorced his wife, and a Kohen shouldn't be taking back his wife. And if he divorced his wife and then took her back when he shouldn't have, or a Yisrael with a Bas Kohen, that let's say she married somebody else. And now she goes back to the original husband. You're not allowed to. So now he's considered a zor legabi her because he's not allowed to take her back. But kedushin ataif is, and yet later on we learn that she is kosher. Let's say it's a kohen. She's kosher. She can eat truma, and the children can eat truma. L'cheira, why? We just said that anybody that lives within sin, she loses truma. So let's say. Not to have a minute. The din is, the Mishnah later on we'll see, the din is that if, she, that if the kohen takes her back, she can continue to remember and the
children.
Or if she's a Bas Yisrael, if she's a Bas Koyin, married somebody else, and then went back to her husband, no, she's an Isra, she can continue and the children continue if the husband dies. Sorry?
It's a
Choyteniska
talk.
Yeah, so, yeah, but that's a din. It's a question. Why talk? That's a good question. When it answers, because it says in the Pasuk, Izor, when it comes to Isra of a Koyin. It says Kesia if she marries an Ishzor. So we it's a Baskoin Kesia Ishzor. This man originally wasn't a Zor to you. When you married her the first time, it was appropriate. So that's not called Ishzor. Amar Achmad, Misha Zor, that's from Ikora. It was a Zor from the beginning. Somebody you should never live in the first place. But this husband was all right when you married in the first place. That's from Ikora. What about a Chol? If a chol, if she marries a chol, we learned in the Mishnah before, it ruins her. Why is it ruining her? A Bas Yisrael is allowed to marry a chol, or a kohen is allowed to marry a chol. So why, if she marries a kohen, a chol, she's ruined, she can't go back home to eat room again. You're saying, the lav zoru mi'kara l'lusol. So l'chayda, chol was not a zor mi'kara. He was allowed to marry the chol. Why, if she lives with a chol one night, that's it, she's ruined. Why? On Makro, they have a special pasuk. It says the pasuk, Lo Yechalel Zarei Ba'amov. That if the Koyin marries a Grusha, let's say, he ruins his children. So Makij Zarei, or let's say a Koyin Gadol marries an Almana, he ruins his children. We compare the Koyin Gadol to a Koyin Gadol and Almana, to children to him. Mahu Paisov, he lives in Almana. He ruins the Almana, but he didn't have a relationship with her. Avzari Nami Paisov. So to his children who are just a kohen hedyet are since they're the chalolim, they also ruin the wife that they live with. That's how we know that it ruins it. Even though l'cheira, according to the svara, they're allowed to live together, still it ruins her from eating truma. Even though kohenis is allowed to marry a chol, but if a chol lives with a bas yisrael or kohenis, she cannot go back to family to eat. How do we know that? From this pasuk here, we're saying that he and are equal to the zari. He ruins his wife. The zari also ruins the wife. So chol ruins the wife. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Koyin Godlam on the ruins. Yes, same thing. She can't go back to her family. The question is, why not? We say you have a special pasuk. Why don't we say Mishas Havoya? If you compare Kohen Gadol, when does a Kohen Gadol ruin his wife? Only if he got married to her, right? He said, only if he got married to her. So maybe, but if a Chol has a one night stand with the Bas Yisrael or a Kohenis, who says it ruins it? If you're learning from that positive Kohen Gadol, then it should be in the same method as a Kohen Gadol. He married her, not if he just had a short term relationship. Only when they get married properly. Only they get married, then he passes the wife forever. But not if they have a short term relationship. Do me the Kohen Gadol ba'amana, my Kohen Gadol ba'amana, but be no. We say, the Kohen Gadol ba'amana, what passes her? Well, only when they get married together. What happens if he just got engaged to an amana? She's not ruined. It's only when they live together. So therefore, say over here, if you live together with her, a chol lives together with kahanis, ruins her, even once. Yeah, because we learned before, if let's say it's an amonim in Edison, so nothing happens.
Living together after marriage, living together before being married.
That's what we're learning. So it's not important the marriage part. What's important is they live together. Mm-hmm. What happened, they were married, engaged, and then they got divorced. She's not a halala. Right? A Kohen Gadol was an amonim, but in Edison, she's not a halala. So it's not the marriage, it's the beer. Freddy Gemara, how do you know that? Gemara's going to ask you a question. Why don't you say, Adiika Havoya Ubiya? Do the Kohen Gadol? What did Kohen Gadol do? He married her and then he had the relation. So maybe the only time that you can make the wife a halala is if you marry her, if you get engaged, and then you have relations. But not if you just stam, have a short term relation, no marriage.
That's also very interesting because the Rabbonans are all acting sort of siyogin for different sorts of issues. And here we're looking, the guys are doing things wrong here, and we're still looking to be able to mutter them. To do other things, and in other words, within the Torah itself, it hasn't built in the siyog. Are we looking for why to be matter things because he hasn't gone all the way?
Because in a way, Rachmanus and the children, or talking about physical status, or yourself a trauma, yeah, physical, yeah, good point. So the Gemara, no, again, do me the Kohen Gadol b'amana. We focus on the Kohen Gadol b'amana. Ma Kohen Gadol b'amana b'biel uchud, just like the Kohen Gadol b'amana. We don't care about the havoya when the positive havoya means actually when they b'ya. So it doesn't matter they got engaged before. We only focus on the b'ya. We don't care about what happened before. Rabbi Yosi, then the previous Bryce made yesterday says, if this person would have married this woman and had kids, and those kids would have been posel chalolim, would not be able to eat truma, then the mother also is posel. But chosha ain't zari posel. But if his children would be posel, then ain't a posel. What are we talking about? What case is there that he is posel but his children not? My ikah ben tana kama l'Rabbi Yosi. What possible difference could it be? Amar Rabbi Yochanan mitzi sheni ve'adomi sheni. Then is in a mitzi and adomi. The third generation can go back. So if you marry a second generation mitzi, he's also, but the children are part of Kal Yisrael. So that is that case. It says that the children don't passel the mother, or it doesn't. The father doesn't passel the mother either, because since his children is kosher, then he doesn't have the power to passel as well. Ushneim leilam du, and they both compare it to Kohen Gadol ba'al mona. They both compare it to Kohen Gadol ba'al mona. How? Should be Yosef Aved. He lives in their sin. Look at the father. Since you're living in sin, you passel the mother. Kohen Gadol not marrying Amana. So go here. Rabbi Yisrael, okay, Kohen Gadol. My Kohen Gadol Shazari passel. What do you know about Kohen Gadol? His children are also chalolim. So anybody that lives with this woman and the children would have been chalolim, or would have been passel, then she's ruined. Oh, passel. Of course, I passel. Passel. Afuke mitzah sheni. They ain't zari passel, but mitzah sheni. The children are passel. See, boni hashiv old lem doy shlichi yover lem bekal Hashem. Therefore, it doesn't ruin her. That's what he meant to say. Okay. Says Rabbi. Rashbag said a third opinion. If only the sons are usher, but the daughters are mutter, then it doesn't ruin the mother. Where do you have a case where the guy is usher to you, the son is usher, but the daughter is mutter? And the answer will be, we said yesterday, That's the difference. All of the kids apostle, Paisel, therefore he ruins the wife, Av Kosher, Zari apostle, all the children apostle, Paisel. Sorry. The Rabbi says any of the children, doesn't matter if all the children, as long as if any of the children have been born, would have been possible like a chol, so the same thing with the mother. So the same over here. Since if the Moavi would have had a son, you're not allowed to marry, so therefore it can't even be Magai, there's no way he can do anything. So it's enough to passel her. However, Rashbag says, but what do you know about Kohen Gadol? All the children are halal. Ma Kohen Gadol b'amon asher kol zari posel. No matter how many children he has, they're all posel from this woman. U posel, that's why he ruins her mother. Asher kol zari posel posel. By a Moavi, only if, or by anybody else with the woman, all the children are posel. But if a Moavi lives with this woman, the son is not posel, not the daughter. Lafuk amoini Moavi, the ain't kol zari posel. Amoini v'la amoinis. Even the Megaya, you're not allowed to live with them if it's a male. That was Dovid HaMelech's problem. Dovid HaMelech came up with this Chiddush, but it was such a novel, innovative approach that people had a hard time accepting it. Even Dovid HaMelech's times. Even Boaz's Bezin who came out of his Psak, and that's why he married Rus. But it took hundreds of years before eventually people accepted it. People just found it wrong. Yeah, couldn't understand. Boaz is Mechadish. Yeah, his best. Nobody did it. Maybe we saw that we did such an animosity between the nations.
They didn't do such a terrible thing because it's not an Amoini. It was the
problem there was maybe, according to many portions, they weren't Megayer. In fact, we learned before in Yevama the dinim of Gators from Rus many years later. That was the problem. Mishneh. What about continuing by the Truma? Ha'oinis, if somebody, an ordinary Yisrael, but he rapes a woman or Mefato, seduces a woman, or Hashayte, where there's no Kedushin whatsoever, but all of these cases, she's allowed to marry them, so therefore, like Paisan, if she was a Bas Koyin and somebody raped her, she doesn't lose her ability to, as a single girl, she doesn't lose her ability to marry a Koyin, she doesn't lose her ability to eat Truma. And a shaita doesn't lose her ability. A shaita is Yisrael. What did she do wrong?
Why not? Wouldn't that be more?
So what? But it's Yisrael. It's wrong, but it's to someone that's possible to you. It has to be to someone that's possible to you. Like Paislin, so if she's a Bas Kain, they don't ruin her. Nor over like Machilin. If they were a Kain, for example, and it doesn't title to eat because they weren't married. And if they married a shaita or Kain, since it's not a valid marriage, nothing happens. The im ain't on ruin lobby, so already had this in the Gemara. We quoted as part of the Mishnah. What about if it's not somebody not puzzled to sell to a coin, but somebody puzzled a klais like a mamzer? Harelu poistin. Then it does ruin her that she cannot go back to the Bas Koyin, she can't go back to her family. Now the Gemara explains Ketzad. Mishnah will actually explain. Ketzad Yisroel Shabbat Bas Koyin. Yisroel rapes this Bas Koyin. She may continue eating Truma. Ibra, if she falls pregnant from this man, loy teichel truma, because the man is Yisrael, so now she can no longer eat truma. Why not? Could we had before either? Because only okay. As soon as she's pregnant, she already is connected to Yisrael, so she cannot eat truma. If either the uber was born and then died, or they cut out the hysterectomy, then teichel, she goes back to normal. She eats. Okay, that's case
number. Because
it's there, that's not regarded as... Exactly, like that before. Zeta means even if she had a child, but it died. And if she's a grandchild and the child died, she can still eat or not eat, depending on what the child is. And we learn later that even if the child is somebody apostle, a mamzer, her grandchild's a mamzer. If it's a coin, she eats because of the child, and if it's a Yisrael, it ruins it.
Why does the Mishnah
pick
Nechta? Why can't she say Nechipilo Yisrael?
Don't know.
It's usually talk about Nefali.
Yeah, no, don't know. Maybe teach you some kind of chiddush. I don't know. What about Hoya Koyin Shabbat as well? Let's say it was not Yisrael on the Kohenet, but rather it was a Koyin on the Bas Yisrael. Like Teichel with Truma, that one night stand, they don't choose any Truma. Even if she falls pregnant, like Teichel, because as you said before, it has to be born. The child is going to be a Koyin, but it has to be born. Or Ube Me Zora Zorahi. But what? Yolda, if she gave birth, even though they had a one-night stand, if she gave birth not to a Kohen, in the chus of her son, is Teichel. Nimtza koiche shel ben. God was love. This kid is more powerful than his father. His father had relations with this woman, doesn't entitle to eat truma. She has a kid from that one night stand. She now can eat truma. So the child is more powerful than her husband. Nimtza koiche ben. God was love. Okay, case number one. Case number two. Ha'eved, a slave, an eved kanani, poisa, has relation with this woman. It passes her through bia from going back to her family or ever marrying a kohen. But ve'enu poisa b'shem zera. But if the zera, if the child is an eved, then it's as if it's not her child. Doesn't ruin it anyway. Keita, what are we talking about? How can she have a child an eved? Bas yisrael kohen, a bas yisrael kohen, or a bas kohen yisrael, v'yolde him and a ben. One night stand, and they had a kid. The ben went and decided to cleave to a shivcha. The yolde he met a ben, and she and this child had a kid from the shivcha. Now we know when a shivcha has a child, the father ain't lechayis. The child belongs to the shivcha; does not belong to the man at all. Harei ze eved. So this grandchild now, what is it? An eved. This grandchild is an eved. The son of a shivcha is a, like the mother, an eved. Now, this son who married the shivcha or lived with the shivcha. Hoisa aim of the basral. If the son's mother was a bas yisrael who married a who lived with a koyin, le koyin, so lechayde, you would say that the son born was a koyin. So it doesn't help us. But now that the son died, the shivcha had a son. That son is not a koyin anymore because the son of a shivcha belongs to the mother, not to the father. Leisechel betruma does not eat truma. What about the other way around? She was a kahenis to yisrael. She can eat truma. If her son died, so she's no longer obstructing from going back to the family, and her grandson is not really her grandson. It belongs to the shivcha. Okay. What about mamzer? If she had a grandson, a mamzer, poisel, the grandson, if he's Yisrael, will ruin her. She can't go back to the family. But if the grandson was a koyin, Michael, how can that be? How could she have a grandson, a mamzer? Ketzad. Bas Yisrael, the koyin of Yisrael, the yolde heimena bas. Let's say they had a daughter. But his daughter had relations with an eved. Now we had before a big machlek is in Gemara. If a goy has relations with a Jewish woman, what's the status of the child? We pass in halacha lemaisa most of the shanim that the child is Jewish, 100% kasher, maybe a pogum. But there was an opinion, Rabba and a number of other amoraim and some paskim and paskim, that the child is a mamzer. So that's what this mishnah holds like. Stam mishnah, the child is a mamzer. So let's say that this daughter of yours had relations with a goy or an eved. The yolde man the ben had a child that is a mamzer. So this mishnah holds that a goy and a yiddish a woman, the child is a mamzer. So now you have a grandson a mamzer. So now it depends who the grandmother is. Oh, he said, Amy Mabati, if she married a koyin because of this mamzer and then her son died or daughter died because of this mamzer, you can continue eating because we don't care as long as you have a grandchild, even though it's a puzzle, in this chus you can eat. Ha'techa b'truma, you can continue eating. But if she was a bas koyin, kehenis, and now her daughter dies, she wants to go back to her family and eat truma. No, you can't kill your grandchild. Even though it's a mamzer, it's your grandchild. L'techa b'truma. Case, last case, koyin godl, a koyin godl, pa'amim shu poisel. A koyin godl himself sometimes passels. How can a koyin godl passel? So he says, sometimes a koyin godl will passel a daughter from eating truma. What's going on here? Case it. Bas koyin li yisrael. Yeah, a kahenis marries Yisrael. As soon as she marries Yisrael, that's it. No longer truma. Then the yolde heimen bas. They have a daughter, right? This daughter is a kahenis, so now she can eat truma because of the daughter. She cannot eat truma because she married to Yisrael. Can't eat truma. Then the whole chabas, this daughter went, and he said, kohen. Everything is kosher. She married a kohen. Her mother's a kahenis, and she herself married a kohen. Then the yolde men. Now they had a child. This child is a perfectly legitimate koyin. The child is a koyin. So now she has a grandson a koyin. How does the role is koyin godl? And let's say this grandchild is appointed to become koyin godl. Oymid the master says, "No, everything is done hunky dory, as they say. Everything was all right." Now this grandmother was married to Yisrael. She herself is a kohenis. Had she had no children, she'd go back to truma. But now that she has children through her grandmother, through her husband, the Yisrael, even though the grandson who's still alive is a koyin godl. She can't eat truma. But why can't you eat truma? Because the grandson reinforces the grandfather who was Yisrael. Machil es imoi. So his mother, the middle generation, can eat because she has a grandson and she can eat. Even though she was a... The mother was a... Okay, let's get this straight. The grandmother was a kohenis who married Yisrael. The daughter was a Yisrael who married a kohen. The grandson now is a Kohen Gadol. The mother who was a Yisrael married a Kohen, no problem, she can eat truma because she has a grandson, she has a son who's a Kohen Gadol. But the grandmother at the same time, who really is a Kohenis, cannot eat truma. So the Kohen Gadol is ruining the grandmother's life.
That was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol.
No,
was the first level was
a Kohen Gadol. No. Let's say the first level is a Kohen Gadol. So actually, the first level could be an ordinary Kohen. A Bas Yisrael, when we say Kohen Gadol, we're just trying to emphasize how bad it is. A Bas Kohen married a Yisrael, regular Yisrael. Yeah. She would have been eating Truma till now, but now she can only eat Truma. When they have a daughter, she can't eat Truma because she has a Yisrael for a daughter. But this daughter could eat Truma because she married a Kohen and her son is alive, even though the husband died.
So in other words, the daughter that the next generation allows is not because of her lineage, it's because of her marriage.
Yeah. Her lineage ruins it.
Exactly. Yeah. Her marriage is what brings her
or her son. Yeah. Her child brings it, but this same child is what ruins her grandmother. Had it not been for the grandson, the grandmother and the daughter, the grandmother could have gone back and eaten Truma. So it's the grandson's a Kohen Gadol because she was a Kohenis. There's a Rachel Leah. Again, Rachel was a Kohenis.
Yeah.
Married Yisrael.
She had a daughter.
Okay. She has a daughter.
So if this daughter dies,
and the grandson, yeah.
If this Rachel had no child, or the child dies, then this Rachel can go and eat Truma.
Yeah. Rachel can eat, but not the grandmother.
Correct.
Grandmother can eat because she has a daughter, who's Yisrael.
Yeah.
So, Gemara, the mission concludes, I'm not sure of the point. Yisrael met is. This is why you hear sometimes women say, "Loi kibani kohen gadol, I wish I didn't have a grandson, a kohen gadol, should push slime into me, ruins my life." Which woman would say that? Because she can't eat truma, she curses the day that her grandson became a kohen gadol. You think that, you know, the grandson kohen gadol, people, you know, give a little covered, help her out. We learned it. We learned. Shaita. First time in the mission, they said the shaita and the cotton is lost in Russia, and they married women. They said die. They're saying put them in chalitza. They don't need chalitza because nothing happened. Their marriage was not valid in any sense. Kate said Yisrael shabbat bas koyin. Yisrael raped a bas koyin. Teichel betruma. Sorry, for Yisrael she continued truma because nothing happened. Ibra, but if she falls pregnant, late teichel she cannot eat because the child inside her is a Yisrael. Since you tell me if she did become pregnant, she should need. Now you don't know you become pregnant for 3 months. So if you were raped, if this bas koyin was raped, what do you tell me she's allowed to eat truma? L'cheder, she should wait 3 months to see whether she felt pregnant or not, because she might already have a fetus inside her. Sheikh Leicha Shem Ibra, maybe she felt pregnant. Me leitzanan, didn't we learn ma'frichin oisan gimel chadoshim? Didn't we learn that we should separate 3 months? Shem, we better say maybe the pregnant. They don't know. So how can she eat? When it comes to marriage, we wait 3 months to see whether it's from the first husband, second husband. Oh, but truma will more lenient than chashu. We say a rape now. Nah, don't worry about it. Your kahenas eat. Will the truma lechashu? Tell me the chayish. But Tanya, we learned that if a man says that he's a gitter, shoachas kelim isasi. If a man says, look, this is a valid get 1 hour before I die, and he was a kohen, she's eating truma because of him. But he went on an overseas trip and he didn't want her to remain in an aguna. So he said, you know, if he dies 1 hour before you're a divorce, so you're not an aguna. You don't want her to be stuck with his brother. Yibum asur alechol betrumiyah. She immediately stops eating truma because we're chayish. So see, even for truma, we're concerned about everything. Elo Rav Huna bin Suyin chashu. You're right. By marriage, abiznus lechashu. When it comes to normal marriage, we're worried that maybe she fell pregnant. But because abiznus, what does a woman do when she's raped? She tries to make sure. We had before in the Gemara, they jump around. They try to make sure that nothing fertilizes. So therefore, we're not chayish. Freidi Gemara bin Suyin mi chashu. So now the Gemara changing around. You tell me Suyin, you are chayish. But Tanya, didn't we learn? A bas koyin she's not Yisrael. A bas koyin married a Yisrael of a mace, and he dies. Toivela, she goes to the mikveh because she had a relation with Yisrael. She chazera, she goes to the mikveh. And mechazum l'erev that night, the same day that they had relations. That night, you can eat. When I was, she fell pregnant, and he was through marriage. He's your husband. Say, well, what are you telling me for when marriage were choishes? Here is marriage, and nothing happened. Amar avchize toivelas va'ichelas ad arboyim. It means wait. She can only eat truma until the 40 days expire. Because the first 40 days, even if she is pregnant, is not technically considered a vlad. You know, that's why, you know, when, all kinds of things. We are very lenient the first 40 days. Not suited than anything else. If she didn't fall pregnant, she didn't fall pregnant. What's the problem? And even Mebra, even if she did fall pregnant, the first 40 days is considered only maya. It's only liquid. Nothing formed yet. So she's allowed to eat truma. But you're right, after 40 days, well, she's maybe she fell pregnant, she's not allowed to eat from 40 to 90 days. Only by Yehoshua, so you may say, well, look at the Sefer, it says, Hukar ubra b'me'ah. If later she was eating truma and then realized later she was pregnant, Tehimikuk kelzma freya. All along she did the wrong thing. According to you, nothing did nothing wrong the first 40 days. He says, well, you're right. My mikuk kelz adabim. She ruined it till the first 40 days. But the first 40 days, I don't count. Itma, we learn, if somebody has relations with her chassan while they're engaged, Rav Omar Havlad Mamzer, we say the child's a mamzer. Why would the child be a mamzer? Because we say if she's that promiscuous, that she has no shame whatsoever to live with her chassan, she even lived with probably 100 other people. Who knows who the child this is? Ushmul Omar Havlad Shtuki. Mamzer is strong. We don't know the status of the child. Rav says we know definitely the child's a mamzer. Shmuel says we don't know. It's a shtuki. We're silent. We don't know who the father is. Omar Rav says, Rav Mistab Mistab Rav. When does Rav say that we say definitely child's a mamzer? The daimam alma, the rumors, not stam the velter, we assume because she has relations with the chassan, she has relations with other people. It's there are rumors out there floating that she did have relations with other people. Oh, there are rumors. And we see Takesh as she's pretty promiscuous. There's ground to that rumor, and therefore we're going to say definitely mamzer. Avaloi daimam alma, there were no rumors whatsoever, and we see her with a chassan, then we see she's all pregnant. What are we going to assume? It's a chassan. Basa didesha dinle, we say it's a chassan. Omar of Namin Haran, no, Tani, it says in Mishnah Yolda, she gave birth, Teichel. She gave birth, she was raped by a man, or she was seduced by a man, and she gave birth. We say, oh, well, he's a Kohen, and she can eat. Hechidami. Ilema, the Daima Ma'alma, there were rumors that she also had relations with other people. Yolda, my Teichel, I know the child is a Kohen, maybe from other people she had relations with. Why could she eat Truma? Elalav, Minot Daima. Mine Daima. But like Daima Alma, that the rumor was only from him and somebody else. Therefore, now that she fell pregnant, we say it came from this man that seduced her, and therefore, they can eat from her. The Lahayisur. Umadach in the case where she wasn't married to anybody. But since there were no rumors that she lived with anybody else, we automatically assume that it happened with the guy that had one night stand. So surely with a chassan that eventually she's going to marry. And Ma'atayli are allowed to live together. So I mean, the Rabbanon, they shouldn't. So surely, and nobody else she's allowed to live with. And one guy, Mutter, who do you think she had relations with? The one who was us or the one who was Mutter? We have a rule. Le'shavik inish heteda lechal yisura. So obviously it's with the husband. Hosan l'hayisura l'hayisura. Basit they shouldn't live with him. Hosan l'hayisura l'hayateda over here when to him it's Mutter because it's a chassan. Le'koshke surely will assume it's a chassan. So when does Rav say a mamzer only? There were rumors out there. It came from other people. Really, I can tell you, if there were rumors from him, I forgot the diamond. Maybe Rav is so strict that even though there were no rumors from anybody else, but the rumors that they were fiddling around, and then we saw her pregnant, so she that also is a certain promiscuity, and therefore we're going to say, Jeffrey Mamza, my time, Madame Rina, the Gabi Orus, Alma. Fact is, you're not live with your chassan, and if she did, was it show that she's a slut? And therefore, just like we don't need rumors. Just from her behavior, it indicates to us that's the kind of lifestyle she leads. And therefore, it's like a definite the child's a mamzer. Umas nisin ayin al mishnah. How come our mishnah we say the child is a koyin and she's lady truma? How do you know? Maybe he's a mamzer. Maybe it's for somebody else. Maybe it's Yisrael. Not a mamzer because she wasn't married, but maybe it's Yisrael. I'm just talking about a unique case. They were both in jail together, and then suddenly she's pregnant. Obviously, this is the guy she had relations with. And the chiddush is that you can eat.
They didn't separate the men and women in jail.
A man and woman. Because the other men in that jail, then again, the same shayla. How can you eat? There's only one man and one woman there. Or one man and many women. Is that what we're saying?
Are we talking about the...
No, we're talking about the mafuta and the oinus. No marriage. Okay, Igidamri, others say, now we're going back to the, when Rava brought from the mission, he was talking about the mafata and the ma'anus, when the machlek is Rav and Abai, we're talking about the arusa. We're talking about a fiance, and she falls pregnant. So the first version is, according to Rava, there were rumors came from everybody that she was generally promiscuous. The child's definitely a mamzer, and Shmuel says, we don't know. But if there was no rumors whatsoever, we're going to assume that it came from the husband and the child's not a mamzer. That's Rava. Abaye says no. Abaye says as long as there was a rumor, even with her husband, as long as the rumor, we say definitely the kid's a mamzer. In our Mishnah, we trusted the child's a right to him, but they were incarcerated together. There's nobody else there. That's one version. You can have another version. That's a one more version. We'll stop. You can have another version. It's a ball. That if they had relations, the chassan and his kala, there's no machleke, the basidation, the chassan, the kala, and they live together, we're going to assume whose child is it? It's the chassan's. In other words, if they both admit, the chassan comes forward and says, he doesn't deny it. Yes, it was me. And she says it. Then why would you assume anything differently? it makes sense that was between the two of them. So there's no chshad like before, no chshad. V'hachi itmar. This is the machlekes of Rav Shmuel. Arusa sheibra. There was an arus that fell pregnant. Rav Amar Rav says, and the chassan is not made that it was him. So Rav says, Avlad Mamzer. So where did it come from? For anybody who lived with it, it's no good. So the child's Mamzer. Shmuel Amar Avlad Shtuki. We don't know. Maybe from the chassan. Omar Rav Mistabre Milsa the Rav the late diamond. And Rav says now, when does Rav say the child's Mamzer? There are no rumors at all. Not from the chassan. Not from anybody else. So we don't know. So we say definitely to Mamzer. V'dayma ma'alma. Avol daima minay. If let's say there were rumors out there that they were having a relationship, even though he denies it, if there were rumors out there of having a relationship, we're going to assume that Avol got the daima ma'alma, even the rumors from the rest of the world as well. But if there are rumors that the chasna call her in a relationship, it makes sense to us. Who do you think she had at this now, at this point? Probably from the chasna. Basadeh after him. It goes after him. Omar Rabbim. So Rava says, so what's this difference before is that if the chassan is made, we're going to believe definitely from the chassan, no question. The whole thing is the chassan denies it. And so on. And now there are rumors, if there are rumors abound. So Rava says, when do we say that rumors abound? Only when we say the chassan's, only if there's a rumor that the chassan had a relationship with her. It doesn't matter the rumors about other people, as long as there's a rumor of the chassan, definitely a mamza. And Shmuel says, you don't know. How do I know? Tani Yalda, she gave birth to this man who raped her or seduced her. Teicha, we'll assume that's his child, and she is a Tekayan, he can eat. Hey, Chedam, Ilay, but the diamond, the rumors were that this is the only person she ever had a report, which was this man who seduced her. For like diamond, but nobody else. Tzicha, the Mema, the Teicha, God, tell me he can eat. Elalav, the diamond, Amim Alam, must be the what? That there were rumors also from everybody else. Not just from him, from everybody else as well. There were rumors that she was having relations with a lot of other people. Yeah, why would the Mishnah tell you that she can eat? We know that if you're living with a kohen and you have a child, you can eat. The chiddush must be that there's a rumor from the husband. Even though there were rumors from other people, we're going to assume we go after the roiv that probably it's the husband, and we're going to allow it to eat. That's a big chiddush. Uma hasam, so maduch over there. There were rumors from everybody, and yet what do we attribute to this man? Maduch over there. She didn't live with. She wasn't married to either of them. She shouldn't. Apidini. She shouldn't live with either. She was single. Couldn't live with anybody. Yet, since logic says it probably came from this man that we know seduced her, so we're going to assume the child is that man's, and she's allowed to eat rumor. Pasi de shadin lei. Hark over here. The whole world is also to this man is muter. The lahai yisur lahai teda. The chassan is muter. You're going to marry him. Matter you love together. Like Koska, surely whose child do you think it is? Of course, his. Omele baiz abaye. No. La'olam norai. Eimach, I can tell you. Kol heicha the diamond ma'alma. If there are rumors that came from the rest of the world, avagav the diamond menei. Even though the rumors from him, we're going to say Charles Mamzer. Omer avalav Mamzer. Aye. What about our mission over here? Masnisin la diamond cloud. There are no rumors whatsoever. We don't know what happened. So since we know that at least once she had a relationship with this guy, here, seduced by him, we're going to assume the child is his. But in the case with the rumors, maybe the child is definitely a Mamzer. Shabbos, everybody.